You're listening to LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Time now to enjoy the greatest jazz artists of all time. Welcome to In the Groove. Charlie Parker kicking off our first episode of In the Groove with me, Leo Green, here on LGRadio.online. Thanks for tuning in. This will be a relaxed stroll through the classics. And that first recording featured the drummer Max Roach. And if it hadn't been for him, that tune would never have been written. One afternoon in the spring of 1953, Max had invited Charlie Parker round to his house for a drink. He casually mentioned that he had a recording session coming up and needed some material. So at the kitchen table, in the time it took for the kettle to boil, Charlie composed and wrote down the tune we just heard. Charlie recorded a gorgeous With Strings album, which I'm sure we'll be hearing over the course of these shows. And as part of those sessions, he recorded this next George Gershwin song. But the version I've picked today is from a man who would regularly appear in his 20-plus stone presence in our house throughout my childhood, and a thoroughly nicer, kinder, and more charming man than Oscar Peterson you could not possibly wish to meet. Thank you. The great Oscar Peterson, definitely one of my favourite piano players. Do let me know if there's any recordings you'd like to hear. Just drop me a line on the message board at the website, which is lgradio.online. Or if you'd rather, you can just email me. The address is info@lgradio.online. Do let me know which piano players you'd like me to feature. We heard from Charlie Parker at the start of this episode of In the Groove, and around the time he died, he'd been preparing to record an album of Cole Porter songs. He'd managed to get a handful of them recorded before he ran out of time, one of which was this next song. This version was recorded by Stan Getz in June of 1950, and although the history books quite rightly state that Stan was one of the greatest jazz artists America ever produced, well, things could have turned out quite differently if the Getz family hadn't have decided to leave their London tailoring business and head for America in 1913. Who knows? Maybe this could have been England's greatest saxophonist. About whom Ronnie Scott once told me was the most complete saxophone player he'd ever heard in his life. If you'd grown up with a mother who hated the sound of the trumpet and a drug addiction so bad that it resulted in your own father having you arrested, it makes the achievement of becoming a trumpeter who recorded the best-selling jazz album of all time even more incredible. In August of 1958, Miles Davis made this next recording. Porgy and Bess was running in New York at the time. His girlfriend was a dancer called Frances Taylor, and she was also in the show. So Porgy and Bess and its music was really in the air at this time. And towards the end of the 50s, more and more jazz musicians were returning to the repertoire from the great Broadway shows and Hollywood musicals, following their considerable and vital forays into bebop, which more often than not had featured original pen compositions by the jazz musicians, which had been based on adapted chord structures whose harmonic origination lay in all those old show tunes. And just listening to Miles's masterful rendition of this, if ever there was a recording that exhibits his approach of having the lyrics on his music stand as opposed to the musical notation, then surely this is it. It's almost impossible for us not to hear the lyrics of the song, which is even more incredible given that we're listening to an instrumental. Miles Davis with George and Ira Gershwin's It Ain't Necessarily So from the opera Porgy and Bess. Several years earlier in 1924, the Gershwins had written their first full Broadway score, the title track of which became one of the most loved jazz standards of all time. It wasn't a bad score. It also included The Man I Love, and I've Got Rhythm, whose harmonic structure is as vital to jazz as the form of the blues is. Here's the title track from that Broadway show featuring the great tenor saxophonist Zoot Sims, who recorded his celebration of Gershwin's songs with Oscar Peterson's quartet in June of 1975. Sims and Oscar Peterson bringing this episode of In the Groove with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online to a close. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, please do visit our website for all the show details, and you can also find out when this show is being repeated. You can drop me a note with any requests or questions, or just to say hello, via the message board on the website, lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.